Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 65, How to Turn a Nurse into a Legal Nurse Consultant, My Journey. This is Pat Iyer with today's Iyer's Insight. Up to now, you've heard me interview legal nurse consultants about how they joined the field. Today, I will share my journey. I'm going to pretend that I'm asking myself a series of questions that will share with you how I transitioned from being a nurse into a legal nurse consultant. What motivated me to start a business as a legal nurse consultant, and how did that idea come about? In 1987, when I was investigating ideas about how I could use my nursing expertise to become self-employed, I attended a one-day program about career alternatives for nurses. The speaker's description of nursing expert witnesses captured my attention. I was working as an employee in a hospital at the time, and the risk manager was an attorney. I came back from the program and I asked him, "How do I find attorneys who are handling medical malpractice cases?" He told me, "Once I learned how to find them, I approached some attorneys offering to review their cases. I got a steady stream of requests to review cases." 2 years after I started reviewing cases as a med-surg nursing expert, I received a request to review an emergency department case. "I can't review that case myself," I told the attorney, "but I have a well-qualified emergency room nurse colleague I can recommend." He hired her. I suddenly realized I could be billing for the services of nursing expert witnesses who covered specialties within nursing. That insight led to the creation of my independent legal nurse consulting business. Did I borrow any money to start my business? No, I didn't. My husband and I avoided bankruptcy twice before I started my business. The first time we were close to bankruptcy occurred when he lost his job just as I entered graduate school. For 1 year, we had no income while he decided to get financing together to start a welding business. When I graduated from my master's program, we were down to $200 in the bank. Luckily, my first paycheck came a few weeks after I graduated. The second time we faced bankruptcy was as a result of the documents we signed to borrow $1 million to start that welding business. The lenders required us to sign personal guarantees, which meant that we could lose everything if the business failed. And in the early 1980s, the interest rate was 24% a month. This doomed the welding business. I was pregnant with our second child when the man from the bank came to evaluate our house to determine if they would take possession of it as part of repaying the loans for the failed business. I envisioned living on the street with my children and my husband. Fortunately, my husband was able to negotiate a way to satisfy the lenders. When I started my business 2 years later, I was not about to borrow money again. If I could not pay for it, I did not buy it. What do I enjoy most about being an entrepreneur? Is there something I am most proud of? Like many entrepreneurs, I love the opportunity to learn about and implement new ways of doing business. There is a heady freedom in recognizing the way you can improve on your business and being able to put that idea immediately into action. When I was a nursing administrator, I chafed under the need to get approvals and the slow process of implementing change. I'm most proud of being able to build a solid independent legal nurse consulting business. At the time I sold it in early 19... At the time I sold it in early 2015, it had 200 expert witnesses under contract to review cases for my company. Instead of watching the business fold, when I was ready to walk away from it, I see it continue to function, helping attorneys and their clients. When I started my independent legal nurse consulting business, how did I plan everything out? Did I use any resources to write a solid business plan? I'd like to say I planned everything out, but I responded to the changing market conditions, the needs of my attorney clients, and what I learned about marketing. I have never written a business plan. I have modified my informal, unwritten business plan countless times. What is the toughest decision I've ever made when starting a business? How did it make me better at the end of the day? One of the hardest aspects of starting a business is making the decision to leave a job. It felt a little like stepping off a cliff. Would there be a safety net? Would I fail? I knew I had to stop driving 1.25 hours a day one way on a crowded highway to my job. It was burning me out. But what would happen if I left the security of that paycheck? Would my journey towards the making of a legal nurse consultant succeed? Ultimately, you realize there is no security in a paycheck. Your position could disappear overnight. If you don't decide to start a business and take the first step, will you regret it? I didn't want any regrets. Most businesses evolve over time. Is there a way that I slowly evolve the mission of my legal nurse consulting business to serve my clients better? My business took a quantum leap when I moved from me doing all of the cases as an expert witness to working with independent contractors who were other expert witnesses. I gave others the opportunity to experience their own making of a legal nurse consultant. Before I started my business, I spent some time with two multi-level marketing companies. Although I learned I was not destined to sell soap and skincare products, I never forgot the pyramid model. When you are the sole income producer, your revenue is limited by the number of hours you can work in a week. When you hire others, you build a base of wealth. It's ultimately the only way you can develop a saleable business. What do I consider the biggest milestone that I hit with my business? What was the biggest thing I did to get there? At the time I sold my legal nurse consulting business, we were billing over $1 million a year for the previous 5 years. We focused on making sure attorneys were provided with well-qualified experts. We took complaints very seriously. We did an investigation and informed the disgruntled client of how we resolved the issue or changed our system to eliminate the problem from recurring. We practiced with integrity and did the right thing instead of the expedient thing. Attorneys trusted us. What does my day in, day out look like? Is there some specific habit that has helped me become a better person? Since selling the company, I coach and educate other legal nurse consultants, and I have an opportunity to fulfill my other passion, which is editing, writing, and ghostwriting. On a weekly basis, I hold coaching calls, I'm talking to people who want to build their businesses and are considering working with me. It is so exciting to me to see people putting into action what I recommend they do for their businesses and get results. Blogging is the habit that has helped me the most in terms of demonstrating my expertise to prospective clients. I have written thousands of blogs and repurposed them for tweets, books, podcasts, and webinars. Who has been my greatest influencers along my entrepreneurial journey? How did they shape my legal nurse consulting business? I am a perpetual learner. Probably the two biggest assets for my success in business in creating a legal nurse consulting business are two resources. First, the National Speakers Association. This group focuses on two parts of being a great speaker: platform skills and business management. The business management concepts are applicable to many types of small businesses. I have learned so much by attending conferences and listening to the recordings of all the presentations. The second factor is marketing conferences and coaches. I've invested a lot of time and money learning how to market and applying the principles in creating a legal nurse consulting business. The connection to other entrepreneurs has enriched my life. How do I balance life and work to remain connected and available for my loved ones? Currently, my husband and I divide our time between our homes in New Jersey and Florida. Each offers cultural and recreational activities. I feel I have the best of both worlds. But I was not always so balanced when I was intensely building my business. It is so easy to self-righteously tell children that you're busy with the business and cannot give them attention, particularly when you work at home. If I could do it over, I would have hired assistants sooner instead of trying to perform all the functions myself. I would have stopped work before dinner and not been lured back to my computer after dinner. When you have small children and people tell you they will be little for a short period, it's easy to ignore that advice. The advice is true. Both of my sons have entrepreneurial streaks and appreciate what they learn from being the children of two entrepreneurs. What advice would I give to my listeners who want to start a business today? Where should they start? I recommend looking before leaping into a business. Make sure that what you have to offer meets a need that others have. It's far easier to meet a need than it is to create a demand when people don't feel the need for what you want to offer. If at all possible, keep the security of a job and start the business part-time. Then pull away from the job when you have consistent, reliable cash flow from that business. Learn as much as you can about running a business. Network, make friends of other business owners, and watch your business soar. I have a brand new book that relates to this topic of the podcast, and the book is called How to Grow Your LNC Business, Secrets of Success. It's one of my newest 2017 books. Your mindset matters. The beginning of the book probes how your attitude affects your legal nurse consulting success and how you can make your attitude your friend. One of the best ways to demonstrate your expertise is to ace a presentation to attorneys at a conference or at their law firm. Four chapters go into depth on techniques to master public speaking. You'll be inspired by the stories of how five experienced legal nurse consultants started and grew their businesses. In section one, I ask the provocative question, are you your friend or enemy? Mindset matters for success. Get inspired by the techniques for tackling adversity. Section two helps you take advantage of one of the best ways to grow your business, which is teaching attorneys. Making presentations to attorneys is an excellent way to demonstrate your expertise and prove your value. Four powerful chapters give you the specifics on preparing for and delivering a polished professional presentation. And section three has pure inspiration, with the stories of five experienced legal nurse consultants who share how they got started. They reveal their triumphs and their challenges. Get your copy hot off the press at this link, http://lnc.tips/creating-series. That's http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And creating series is all one word. That's it for today. Join us next week. Thanks for listening. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.